Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. I'm Madeline Taylor, and you are tuned in right now to a very special edition of Shoes on a Wire. I am stoked to announce that Cartel Madras is in the studio, and they are going to go live in just a sec. So take it away.
What up, Vancouver? What up? All right. We got a couple tracks for you today. We're going to start with Red Notice off of Trappistan. Let's do it.
One hand on your dick and your pants, one hand on my shirt when I dance. I fuck shit up with no plans. I'm good alone and I don't need no man, and I get fucking drunk when I can. You seem well hung for a stand. What is the span of your dick that is still in my hand? Do what you want, keep me around, you get a wristband.
Yo, I'm swinging by a super soul dude, I got a front on a play like a fiddle while I eat fucking samosas. Cooking up the other sub, I got myself a dosa. Run in the morning at 4, have a mimosa. Yeah, I'm a level man, my honey's a brosa. My baddies and my goodies, I'm a layer of sarosa. Before I go to Cuba, can I go get a cerveza? Keep it really chill, boy, mi casa, su casa.
You know that I was just driving at night.
You know that I was just moving some shit. I'm gonna swear that I busted a light. I'm gonna swear I did not see that bitch. No whisper, no fly, but I still look for a snitch. I just be caught up in hype. Maybe this song's a glitch. Maybe this song's a glitch. I'm the jiggy motherfucker with my nails done, boo. I'm a curve when you're rusted than a curve your bitch too. I'm a different kind of rapper, so we're fishing every proper yoga bump to my tape when she's cheating on you.
All the boys around me too afraid to say what up. I prefer a player, but I fuck a funny slot up. Fuck a corny, come up, I'm a fuck you little nut up. Spit it if you can't, shut the fuck up.
Fuck with my dress if you dare. Bitch, have you seen how I flare? Pull you a toy and I knew you'd be scared. Royalty rolling, you know we'd be rare. Rappers, they think it's unfair. You know we don't even care. Bitch, we from India, fuck with my dress if you dare. Bitch, we from India, fuck with my dress if you dare. Bitch!
What up? We're Cartel Madras. I'm Eboshi.
I'm Contra.
And that's DJ Young Kamaji back there.
Hi.
Acting the foo. We have a couple more songs for you guys today. We're really excited to be here. We're here for a show tonight at
Fortune Sound Club.
We're playing with Baines,
Skinny
Lambs
Local,
and Skinny Local. And it's going to be fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's one of our last three shows for the year because tomorrow we're performing in Edmonton. And then the Calgary. Day after, we're performing at Calgary.
Tell everybody.
Wrapping up the year. But yeah, tonight, Fortune Sound Club. Doors are at 7 p.m.
Yep.
8 p.m. All right.
They're at
8. This next song is called Lease, and it is from...
No, it is not called Lease.
It's not
this
called
song
Lease.
Is called...
Oh, shit. That's the beat name that we have from our dude.
This song is called The Legend of Jalapeno Boys. It's from Age of the Gunda.
A.K.A. Lease.
Rage summons him forth.
Slipping underwater, I was sipping on some coolers. I was skipping with your daughter, you can call me Ferris Bueller. Flipping off some office, stripping off the margas, ripping with the looters. I got suitors, I got shooters, I'm a tutor with maneuvers. Yeah. Lucrative delusions, I've been stupid with precision. Rumored with ambition, I got two words, just listen. Sex kitten, looking for the next victim. Last one still smitten, vamp vixen. Latex fetish, watching Frost Nixon while I play bad canvas, so the rest is.
What?
History credits of how I break bad. Creeping subreddits about mad lads and cells and sad dads. Talking about Becky's and Chad's.
Yeah.
Summer of the year, I was acting mad underage. Under the limit, but I was always on stage. Road rage, cutie on a rowdy rampage. Teenage beauty with the good grades. Colors like Kate Spade. Others be mousy masked. I was up writing that housey track. Trying to not be drowsy was a task. After hitting lead all nights long. Used to dreams trying to write these songs. Never write these wrongs. Cause I was heaven set on staying hell bent. I knew it all along that it was time well spent. Age of consent to the extent in which I played it. I guess I fucking made it. Stay faded, right?
And I come through. Keep it real smooth. Listening to Santi in the back lot, brood. All of that shit that you heard, it was true. Wearing all white when I walk off the whites. So I go boo. I got dun 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 when I walk through the room. See all these art boys fucking on some flume. I make some dark ties fucking on some fumes. I got stereo flex on my shoes and they light up when I move. Go right up to the booth. Talking about your boons. I'm talking about your goons. Wrong quest that I made on the runes. I'm talking about my goons. Shiny with that Madras print on my back. Fucking rude. Whole gang colored like the rays of the sun. That's a look and a mood, bitch. That's a look and a mood, yeah. moving Elantra, gold teeth Contra. 15 braids on my hair to move faster, 15 links on my chest, it'll cost ya. Dark brew, Costa, riled up, bitching, drink like I'm bossed up, drink on the brink of my Rasta, think when I pass ya. A knife on the back of my neck to double cross ya, snake on my ribs, buckskin anaconda.
The Sharin Gun.
The Legend of Jalapeno Boys, produced by Nevik from Calgary, Alberta.
That was the third song off Age of the Gunda, which we just dropped. This next song we're performing is also off Age of the Gunda. This one is called Dawood Ibrahim,
a.k.a. Woof Woof. Woof Woof.
Smoke. Smoke.
Smoother than that, slicker than your last, talking so fast, all I gotta do is rap, then they be wrapped around my finger. Why did you bring her? She finna linger backstage after my show, looking for blow, you take it too slow, baby you know, I am the queen, easy as it seems, oh shit, catch you falling for me, not so fast, I'm a demon creeping, steeped in the scent of so many weekends. These boys, they be weakened with my words. I'm a deacon, purgatory, preacher, territory, keeper, English teacher, auditory teaser. Course they want that feature.
Course they want that feature.
Since we stepped on the scene, they straightening up. They making new teams. They acting so tough. We calling they bluff. I ain't in it for the cream. I be in it for the nut. Asking what's up. Put your ass up. I'm in it for butts. Anybody's booty, they him, her. Call me Gucci, cutie, bling, blobber. I'ma call all of my groupies starting on me like, yes, sir. I got the words. You fighting for this
like,
relevance.
Yes, sir.
And last night I was hella bent, making moves like the president and all the babies in my regiment. So quickly obedient, show me that kind of reverence. Fighting bears like Revenant, Leonardo DiCap in your ass, ayy.
Like Leonardo DiCap in your ass.
Whoa, woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, woof, woof. Bitch, call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Cartel criminal loading up a clip.
Who got the bag? Acting like Dag Woody Ibrahami trying to get some money. I fuck with all of my Daisy honeys. Put my other goodies in my other gunny. I'm cooking up a dosa to some Motown. That's the wave I'm on now. I'm acting like I'm Sosa. I played this shit back in my show and she grown now. Like ooh, you boys wanna fight in my show. Like ooh, these hoes acting up in my show. Breaking up some egos. Toss it in my scrambled eggs on the side with some blow.
Then I go back down to 17. Reefers and rum, I'm a rowdy.
Trip on my boys out on some molly. All my girls are on some coming low. My woof, so
woof,
that
woof,
ring,
bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Cartel criminal loading up a clip.
Song's about a bunch of puppies running around in a field.
Song's about Dawood Ibrahim, a humanitarian.
Looking really cute.
No, I'm kidding.
This next song is Eric Andre.
Eric Andre.
Is it Eric Andre or is it something else?
This is Eric Andre.
This is Eric Andre.
As you wish.
As you wish.
All the brown dudes that I know wanna bang a white bitch. Come at me saying you not like other brown chicks. I could get the fuck out of my face with the shit. I'm Indian Drivity and triple 10 thick.
You hit me on my DM, send the pictures of your dick. Like girl, you freaky bitch, I'm the slick Rick, yeah. James on the track, I got names like I back to. Tell me womp womp what to do next do. When the game we clips, you a fool.
Gambino in the shit, yeah, I clip my dude. And I act so rude when I'm in the mood. Show some gratitude when I spit.
Cause I
do with these stupid ass bitch ass boys that keep coming around my block. They think they know me, they wanna own me. I gotta shut them down. Like stop, yeah. I be scheming hard in the back of the classroom. Here to skirt skirt out of chalk, trying to write notes, but I'm staring at your ass. Move, make it work like a sweatshop. Whoa. Let's blow this pop stand real quick. Let's go hit a bar hop. Damn, I forgot to get a haircut. Now I need to hit a barber shop. Well, you look fucking distracting. We about to smash on this tabletop.
Yeah.
I don't really care who's watching. They can deal with the aftershock. What? You look aftershock? Real cute, boy. Hope you got a big ol'. I think I'm gonna move really slightly, ever so lightly. Dude, you trying to fight me? Always act rightly. Do the right thing every night like a Spike Lee. I think like I'm Chung Un and blow. I'm like Haki. Can you please get fucked, man? Better say so politely. Step into my car, we can go for a drive-by. Picking up some five guys like the burger joint, not five rides. Talk inside a booty hood so we can steal some Wi-Fi. Say that I'm a rapper after something you can turn time. Boy, you span got half like a mayfly. Thought you were hot and spiced like my mom's fish fry. Bitch, I'm a run dry. But you want standby, gonna watch hentai. Find my own bonsai. Move like a Rari, but I really drive an M3. Dude, not a Beamer like a Mazda. I'm broke, B.
That's what's up with Cartel Madras. Coming to you straight from the underground. Yeah, tonight we're playing at Fortune Sound Club. Hope to see all of y'all there.
We will now do a interview.
Yes, thank you so much. That was Cartel Madras live on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to take a little break and then we'll be back in studio with them to answer a few questions. So stay tuned. Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Previously on IMF, we find our protagonist sinking in a deep pool. I'm really sick of niggas, straight loose lizards. Pure venom on me, raw chicken gizzards. Keep a hot culture full of dark bitters. Cakes been the baddest without no filter. So, how you fuck around and play your meat? Just switched it up when I did you like R.I.P. Had a really cute thing but couldn't let that be. Begging for another shot, I said let's wait and see. Cause I'ma keep it classy, put my briefs up. So crispy, creamed up, cold shoulders, mooped up. Spit that gospel, make a dad a believer. How I'm getting niggas open just off the teaser. Mixing business with pleasure, these hoes can never. Mental flow to switch it on them like the weather. Oh, thing got me hot, this new thing got me wetter. Learned some new tricks, chains and whips made of leather. So cut them looses and clear the chickens from the coop. Then hit me on my jack if you ain't a bugaboo. Hold my hand in public cause you feeling comfortable. Pop a pill in the club, got me feeling edible. Yo, face to face, front grip on the waist. Too much pressure on the base, make his backbone ache. I like the taste, I know a real bitch can relate. And if you eating like I ate, you wouldn't be in my place. Like, hating this one. Keep it going, keep it going, stop playing with it. Keep it going, keep it going, why you playing with it? Keep it going, keep it.
okay with it. Yeah, let's take it to the clubs. The clubs, 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 the clubs.
All right, that was Hedonism by Cakes Tequila, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name is Madeline Taylor, and the show is Shoes on a Wire. I am very excited because Cartrell Madras is in studio with me right now. They just performed a quick set for us live on air, and they will be live at Fortune Sound Club later this evening. Doors are at 8, and there are 3 openers. We got Baines and Lamb's Breath is the other one. And then there's a DJ, I believe, as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. DJ Skinny Local.
Awesome. So before we get into a little interview here, if I could just like get you both to introduce yourselves into the mic.
Yeah, well, sure.
I'm a Boshi.
And Contra. I'm a Boshi.
And she's a Boshi.
And I'm a Boshi.
And we're all a Boshi.
All right.
We're Cartel Madras, and we're very happy to be here.
Great. Yeah.
We're here with our DJ as well.
Hi, I'm Young Kamaji.
Hello.
Who's also a Boshi.
The moral of the story, we're all a Boshi. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, so for people outside of Calgary and totally unfamiliar with the culture there, it's known, as far as I'm aware, someone who grew up on the West Coast for like the oil industry, mm-hmm. the stampede, big trucks,
basically,
and like a lovely view of the Rocky Mountains as you drive further east,
basically.
So how and where did you find your sound and community that's like led you to be this incredible rap trap duo in that perception of mm-hmm. the place you're from?
Right, like Calgary is very, in terms of like musical landscape, very country, very indie. That's been changing for the past several years, but that's what it's known for outside of Alberta. Mm-hmm. And especially when you come looking in as someone from outside of Calgary, what you first notice is the conservatism, the cowboys, the craziness of it being a very like interesting amalgamation of being very like immigrant heavy, but also very white at times. And it's been interesting growing up there as artists because having it have this bedrock of things that we are not really a part of has definitely made us into Cartel Madras.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like our finding our sound in a place like Calgary was mostly found on the internet.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Although, like, do you want to... Like, what were your, were there any local influences? Like, was there a scene that you were participating in?
I mean,
when you first started out, or like, how did you start playing shows? And
we
that
were,
sort
we
of
were
thing?
Always music kids, so we definitely like went to all the shows, you know, like snuck into, you know, the first Slut Islands when we weren't old enough to go.
Yeah, don't, you know, tell anyone.
No.
Yeah. but like, we were definitely going to a lot of shows in Calgary. You know, I have a really early memory of going to see, like, MIA when I was in high school, and it was wild. So we went to a lot of shows, but I don't think we really were, like, a part of the hip-hop scene there, because I don't really think there was one until, you know, the past 7-8 years. You know, there's a lot of, like, local Calgary organizations that have started to, you know, like a 10 of 10 do a lot of stuff for Calgary hip hop. So we kind of actually became Cartel Madras at the same time that we were like, we're going to now like go ahead, jump into the scene and start performing.
Yeah, it was like carving out our own path there very much so, because mm-hmm. at the time we were sort of getting our foot into it, which was the time it all started. It really all happened like all at once. It was like, we're Cartel Madras, we're performing, and now we are a rap group that mm-hmm. is touring mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was really fast, which is great because that's how we like things. But there was no precedent for that in the city, aside from watching other hip hop acts that were nothing at all like us, genre wise, musical influence wise, and how they sort of moved within the scene. So we sort of had to start from scratch there. Which isn't to say that there weren't people that we looked towards to see how they were sort of building their career in a place that doesn't really have the resources for hip-hop artists to build their careers. So there were definitely people whose shows we went to, and there was a network surrounding like the local nightlife scene that was participating in hip-hop. But
within the context of Alberta, a lot of music that isn't indie or country gets relegated into like hobby territory, mm-hmm. which is a bummer and it sucks. And that's been changing a lot. And we also have been a part of the conversation in making that change because mm-hmm. as now signed rappers who are touring and have made this our full-time career, we want to really go back into our community and go back to, into our city and say, like, look, this is viable. Don't think that mm-hmm. just because you're a rapper or just because you're a DJ that you don't have a shot at this full-time. Like, it's about finding that lane, even if it doesn't exist yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so powerful. And, like, you're kind of doing that with your own subgenre as well, because everything I've seen, you talk about, like, creating Gunda rap mm-hmm. And, like, where that comes from for you in terms of, like, your family's heritage and, like, being born in India and then, like, learning about your heritage from the perspective of people in the diaspora. Mm-hmm, so, like, mm-hmm. yeah, can you talk about, like, how that connects to also just like going from sort of 0 to 60 yeah. in your your performing career?
I think you know, we kind of started Gunda rap and it kind of formed into its own thing, but I think from the get we wanted to be really clear that we're from South India, which is not really an Indian identity that gets, it's not an Indian narrative that gets a lot of exposure when people talk about being South Asian or Indian. So we were like, oh yeah, we're from the South, our name is Karta Madras, we were born in Madras, now called Chennai. We're, you know, Tamil, Malayali-speaking girls, which we had never seen anything like that except for MIA. So we were like, that's going to be our lane. That's going to be the narrative we go with. These are the stories we kind of want to tell. And then, you know, sonically, this mix of trap and grime and house, but it's two female voices, right? Speaking about stories maybe you've never heard, but kind of aggressively, kind of radically. It was all new for us. You know, we were like, this doesn't sound like anything else. Content-wise, how it sounds, how we look, kind of the spaces we're trying to push ourselves into. So it became its own kind of genre.
Gunda rap. Like, within this subgenre of Gunda rap, it also allows us to pay homage and recognize all of the subgenres that have sort of informed our existence within hip-hop today. And being respectful of like gangster rap and rap from the South, trap, the history of like West Coast and East Coast rap, and being very clear and vocal about the fact that we're from none of those places and we have heard those stories growing up and we recognize some of the shared narratives between where we're from and those places, and being very honest about the fact that it's like, we're not from the United States. We are not black rappers. We are diaspora rappers who are telling different stories and doing it in a way that is very new to the music scene in general.
Totally, and especially in Canada. But I think that that specifically within hip hop is something that I've seen artists from different diasporic communities doing, and also lots of Indigenous artists. So, like, just to shout out some that I personally listen to a fair amount, like Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Mob Bounce, Kimmortal. So, was there a process for you, sort of deciding on at which aspects of your cultural identity you wanted to bring into presenting in your music?
That process was very simple, actually, because it was sort of just translating our identities as artists and people into our sonic identities as rappers and choosing what we want to showcase about ourselves in the lyrics that we do and sort of in the press, too, and being very vocal and honest about specific things that are true to our narrative and our lives and our histories, while also, again, like, reiterating the fact that, like, we're respecting the legacy of hip-hop that came before us, mm-hmm. and we are now entering into that conversation. We're not trying to co-opt it.
Yeah.
We're not trying to say it's ours.
Yeah.
We're just saying we have a voice in here, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Awesome. So there was one, you posted something today on your Instagram that I saw that was referencing the anti-cab protests that are happening against the Citizenship Amendment Act in India. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could give, like, quick yeah. little rundown of what is going on there and why it was important for you to post about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think there are a lot of people who have sort of seen this popping up on mm-hmm, social media, mm-hmm. but, like, don't necessarily understand. And I know it's a huge context, so, like,
yeah, yeah.
you don't need
but
to.
But, like, quick little notes. Basically, the government that is kind of like ruling India right now is called the BJP. They're very, you know, they're quite right wing. They tend to have a lot of policies that are like veering towards trying to see India as a very Hindu state, which we never have been, even though there's a majority of Hindus in India. We've never been that sort of country. We tend to be, you know, the world's largest democracy. We're very secular. So it's this whole thing that's been going on for the past few years. But just in the past couple weeks, there's a bill called the Citizenship Amendment Bill. So it's an amendment to an existing bill where basically they're allowing anyone who came, who has come to India before, like December 2014, who is a, you know, who is Hindu, Hindu, Sikh, Christian, anyone except Muslims, to be allowed to be a citizen. And then, you know, people fleeing certain Muslim nations who aren't Muslim are allowed citizenship as well. So it's kind of like creating this tiered system based on your religion. And it's saying that it's not doing that. But if you read between the lines, you can tell that's what it's trying to do. So it's very divisive. And it's a wild thing because, like, India has, I think, like, the most Muslims in the world exist within India. Right? That's wild to do that to people who, like, really make your country who it is. So we are diaspora artists, but we're named Carta Madras. We make so much music telling stories about India. You know, it informs us so much politically, philosophically, sonically.
Yeah, like we don't represent a homogenous India. We represent a diverse India that has a variety of historical contexts and cultures. And within that includes the people that the current government is trying to wipe out and erase from the history and framework of what makes that nation full of so many different states so rich and so strong and like such an artistic foundation for us. Mm-hmm. And so just seeing what was once home not look like home anymore and become a very scary fascist place is why we're being vocal about it even from over here, because while we're not on the ground able to protest in India, we at least want to share this with the people that are listening to our music, have some of the same ideas about where they're from the same way we do. And it's for Indians and non-Indians alike, and also people that are currently like seeking asylum and refuge in countries that aren't allowing them to do so. We stand with them, and so we want to just be really clear about that in terms of back home in India too.
Yeah, but it's just an important, it's an interesting kind of like social line to be in, where it's like you're an artist that is a diaspora artist and you look back home to inspire you, you know, your aesthetic, your sound, all these things. But when it comes to, you know, political turmoil back home, I think a lot of artists kind of shy away from talking about it, which is like whack.
Yeah, so, it's crazy. It's like, yeah, like silence is like being complicit. And we find that a lot of other artists that exist within sort of this social media and cultural like combination of using their culture as the backdrop for their inspiration and being very public about that in their image, but not speaking out about anything. Fucked up shit happening back home.
Yeah.
That seems like a cop out.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for kind of like giving Cole's notes of that. I saw also that there's a protest happening in Vancouver locally if anyone wants to go tomorrow. I will look up the details in a quick break and announce them on air when we come back. But we're going to take just we're going to take just a quick break and then we'll be back with a little bit more with Cartel Madras before they have to take off to Fortune to do a sound check. All right. Thanks, everyone, for bearing with us. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. The show is Shoes on a Wire, and I am in studio with Cartel Madras. So we were chatting before this little mini break about some of the ways that, like, your identity as people who are from Madras, and sorry, it's the region's now called Chennai. And how that mixes into your music. But there's also, like, a very strong thread of queerness, which personally I, like, always listen for that when I'm listening to new artists. But when it started to, like, pop out in your songs, it was just like, sweet, excellent. more folks to look to for representation for so many different people. And so I was wondering if you could speak to how you kind of, like, incorporated that and, like, what's been fun to play with, like, other artists that you've collaborated with and that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Yeah, in terms of, like, incorporating it into the music that we put out and our sound and that aspect of it, it's very natural. And it's funny because sometimes people are like, I'm listening and I get confused sometimes because you just switch the subject between different people all the time. And it's like, yeah, because, like, the way we write is very honest to our lives and our sexual experiences. So in terms of, like, who we write about, it's anybody and everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of how we get the messaging across in our music. It's sort of just, like, literally the line in, like, Dawood Ibrahim is, like, anybody's booty, they, him, her.
Yeah.
And, like, that's as clear as I can make it
yeah.
on my end if you're listening for it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, talking about it, though, and, like, sort of speaking to and speaking within the community in that regard, we're very vocal about being members of the LGBTQ plus community and being queer rappers, because there's a growing number of artists that are queer. And within the hip hop community, there's also a growing number of us. And I think that's really exciting. So I just want to make sure that, like, people that are turning to music can, like, mm-hmm. see that there's definitely room for us to do this. And, like, we're not in it alone.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting to be able to explore all these, like, it's interesting to talk about sexuality within trap and with and as brown women, you know. It's just, like, not really spaces we get to explore, like, lyrically, but it's also just fun to kind of disrupt how people think about brown women, how you think we're allowed to talk about sex, you know, to be able to switch back and forth between talking about men and talking about women and talking about ourselves, you know, objectifying multiple people at once from the perspective of, like, from our space is
and yourselves in certain ways. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very powerful, I think, for us. Right. And it's been such an exercise to kind of come into our own.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, you know, above and beyond all else, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's, like, an exercise I think a lot of brown people don't get to do, especially when they're, like, here. So it's a space we're trying to, like, open up and also, like, feel out ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a video in particular that I wanted to ask you about that I was watching. Am I allowed to talk about this on the radio, or is it, like, not
released yet? We can talk about it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the video is for Eric Andre, the track Eric Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some cameos. So I'm not allowed
cameos.
Which cameos are we allowed to talk about?
We can talk about both the cameos.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The two, yeah. Do you want to say it? You go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, so we were blessed to have these two cameos because they're, like, queer icons and they're both Canadian, and it's amazing and it fits right into the video mm-hmm. beautifully. We have Vivek Shraya, who is fabulous transgender activist, artist, poet, like, extraordinaire, basically,
yeah,
doing
yeah.
all of the things. And then we also have Katie Lang herself,
just, like, the ultimate butch icon,
basically. It was yeah. so fabulous because we got her in for a scene that we're in the barbershop, which is, like, an homage to her cover shoot where she's in the barbershop with Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a hot pic.
It's really hot. It's important content. If yeah, you don't yeah. know about that picture, like, Google it immediately.
Yeah.
Unless you're driving. Then
yeah.
pull over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get both of those people into your video? Because,
well,
they're both, I would imagine, pretty busy.
They're, oh, yeah.
And
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just
no
like,
doubt.
They're both just, like, lovely, warm scenes and seem like really, I mean, I don't know how good at actors they are, but they seem mm-hmm. like really genuine interactions. So,
well, oh, Vivek, yeah. we know Vivek really well.
We had the opportunity to open for her and her brother. One of our earliest shows. This was like our fourth show or third show or something.
Amazing.
Ever, right? So we got to open for Too Attached in Calgary. And since then, we've kind of just been friends with them. You know, they're mm-hmm. a South Indian sibling duo as well. So it was always like, you know, we kept in touch with Vivek. And so we wanted her to be in the scene that specifically we're in because it's like a funny... It's a funny religious scene, and it's like, yeah, okay, like you should be in this,
and it's right? And it's cute. It's like it's a basement scene where we're like, I don't know how to explain it. Aside from like we're at home praying, mm-hmm. and we are rapping to a portrait of Gucci Mane, so, mm-hmm. so and like throwing really flowers yeah. at Gucci Mane. It's great.
is there a release date for this video when the masses can see it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, is there a release date? No.
Okay.
Is there a time that it's going to be released? Yes.
Okay.
Can you find it if you look for it?
Soon? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's from our first project, our first mixtape, Trappistan. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we got the Story Hive, the Tell a Story yeah. Hive grant for mm-hmm, it, which was mm-hmm. great. And boy, oh boy, did that money go quickly yeah. into that video.
All of that money.
Yeah.
But yeah, that video's going to be out, and it's a lot of fun when it is out. It's pretty hilarious, honestly.
Yeah. Everyone listening, if you want to do some sleuthing, you can find it and enjoy it as much as I did. Okay, so I know we can't keep you for too much longer, but I wanted to ask, like, I've seen this set a few places, but... In my opinion, like the most punk thing happening in music right now is a lot of rap and hip hop. It's just like extremely subversive and really
totally
just like pointing directly at powers that be and dismantling them in the ways that art can. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so I like and I see your music is doing that. And was wondering if there are other artists that you, assuming you agree with what I just said, if there are other artists that you are aware of that you want to shout out as doing a similar thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, Cakes Tequila is fabulous rapper.
Yeah.
Just saw them again in Toronto and seen them before in Calgary for Sled Island like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I think like, 2020 is going to be like a big year for them.
Mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
like they've been like really grinding for the past couple years, and I think they're going to get their like due in 2020. It's going to be great because
yeah.
extremely talented, undeniably talented, so much so that it's like why is this not like yeah. popped off the way I'm expecting it to yet? And it will, and it has started to. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure Cakes was on a show.
Were they yeah, on Cakes the Netflix on, show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cakes was on the Netflix show.
Young KSB song, Slap on My Ass, shout
yeah,
out again.
Amazing.
Again and again. There, so good.
There's a girl who actually opened for us in Toronto. Her name is Suka. And like her Instagram handle is Suka Never Dies. I think she really kind of represents that punk rap spirit, you know, existing in a completely new space, really pushing the boundary on like who she is as, you know, this like Muslim woman making like punk trap music. Suka's wild. So like she opened for us in Toronto for like just a few days ago, actually. So another underground artist like really, you know, doing the thing. And, you know, Snotty Nose. Love Snotty Nose Res Kids. They're our boys. Yeah, they're really blowing up this year. This has been a really good year for them. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of like electronic music, the interesting thing is out of the UK, there's quite a number of like really big femme DJs that are like femme identifying female DJs that are really killing it, like on the Boiler Room circuit, like the Europe tour circuit. There's a big collective called Six Figure Gang, which includes producer Lucy with spaces in between each letter, and then her partner, which they just announced, Sherelle. The two of them are incredible DJs, and amongst that crew, like, they're really doing big kind of queer femme-forward parties, and that's been very, like, reaffirming to watch from afar, because it's like, oh, you know, growing up, DJ culture was very, like, macho.
So, deeply, yeah.
It's nice to see, like, a lot of people who kill it, and there's, like, no differentiation. They just throw way better parties, so.
It's true. It's deeply true. Awesome. Thank you so much. So I also saw that you just moved to Toronto, which is a big, I mean, maybe not just earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But which is a big step from Calgary. And I'm wondering, like, what are you focused on now that this EP is out in the world? Where are you looking to next?
It's definitely lit being in Toronto.
Yes,
definitely.
It is.
Toronto's great. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm, there's lots to do, lots to see, and lots to eat.
Yes.
And that's what we're about.
Yeah. Well, we just got our U.S. visas.
Oh, nice.
So we
okay.
can, we like
oh,
just
shit.
Got it.
Yeah,
so
we start have some moves to make in 2020.
Yeah.
Which involves moving down south.
Yeah, I mean
to moving. Texas. We're moving to Texas permanently. That's the
wow. Godspeed, y'all. I have family in Texas, and they're like, you know,
no. We do too.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Too. Yeah.
Texas is interesting.
I mean, I loved it last time I was there.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Texas is everything all at once.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so much.
Pretty fabulous. Pretty scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of like, what are we focusing on right now? Our next EP, which has a. Early 2020 release date pending.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Our completion of
it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like a, because we basically split a project into two.
Mm-hmm.
We released Age of the Gunda, and then kind of like the part two to that is going to come.
And is that post signing Sub Pop? With
yeah,
Sub Pop?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So like we didn't want to release that debut album yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like,
we're still waiting on
let's
that.
Let's do two EPs where we really explore our sound. Explore, you know, different producers, sound engineers, tour more, right? So that like we come into late 2020 and begin working on our debut album. So that's kind of what the plan is. So now we're working on part two of the EP. So we're working on the second half of it. And
oh God, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah,
we're working with some like really exciting sounds and people to get this next EP running, because we have Frieza Chin, who's a producer based out of Toronto, who is just fabulous, has a really great background in grime, and we have like our eyes set on some really exciting features that is definitely going to pop off. So our next EP is going to be like, it's going to have more voices and hands involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, my distinct pleasure. very excited for the show tonight. So again, you're going to be at Fortune Sound Club.
Yeah.
Doors are at 8. You're on a little after 10, I believe.
Yeah, we're on
10-10.
Yeah.
10-10.
And I think there are still some tickets left. So if anyone listening has been convinced and you don't already have a ticket.
Buy those tickets.
Get on it. It's you can find it on Facebook. That's where the world is now.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Great. So is there anyone you want to hear like a track from as we finish our time together? We have the whole internet at our disposal.
Whoa,
I know, no pressure. No pressure.
We should do Slob on My Ass.
Slob
on My Ass.
All right.
Young KSB.
Is it on Spotify?
Slob on.
It should be.
It's definitely on YouTube.
We could do an a cappella version.
You could do an a cappella version. Do you have... Okay. Do-do-do. Stay tuned while we find this song.
Let me find it on my end.
There's a really great video of me doing a twerking move with my abdomen in the splits position on
Incredible.
Stage.
Incredible.
I found it.
You found it?
Yeah, it's Slob on My Ass, Young KSB.
Mm-hmm. All right. This one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, you got it.
We're going to do it. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eat a nigga ass or something. Slob on my ass. Slob on my ass. Eat it from the back. Lick on my hoe. Don't forget to say. Use a lot of spit. Let it run down my dick. Can't fuck with a virgin. Show me that you used to this. Used to fuck with a nigga. He was DL. Ate me out so good. Busting nuts out the shell. Had my legs shaking, had my back arch chewing all my insides. Nigga tearing me apart. I met another nigga, say he wanted head, but he couldn't get shit unless his tongue between my legs. Say he had a homeboy that wanted a joint, had both licking different cheeks like I was conjoined. And I can't forget dude that I met from the block, used to come and suck my ass straight out of a jock. Eat a nigga ass or something.
my fucking legs up. Stick your tongue in my crack. Don't care if it gets stuck. When mine, lay it down. It ain't none to ride your face. Gotta talk dirty to me. Let me know just how it tastes. Fucking rhyme and leave your bitch. Have your own some new shit. Make a nigga go from licking clits to sucking on dick. Kiss me all on my neck. Work your tongue down the back. Grip over my ass cheeks. Nigga in for a check. That was just hood. Nigga say he wanted something new. I call my bitches up and let them eat the whole crew. Days after that, he asked me to come through so he could slob on my ass and get my point of view. Had me pushing his face so far up my ass. Didn't realize he fucking with someone that's all glass. Told him call his niggas up, they could get a taste too. Fuck 101, what the whole gang mouth do? One tongue in the ass, two mouths on my nipples, one sucking my dick, everything going civil. Soon as I got my nut, you know I had to dash. Got a text days later saying you got the best ass.
Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Join us at the Gang Signs Delivery LP release party on Friday, December 20th at the Anza Club. With special guests Melt, Phono Pony, and DJs Billy Danger and Peter Rick. Tickets on sale now at showpass.com.
Hey Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.